ki horo ve toy ma ke no ni mi a khoy semes va pire va ma to ira ki mu seis do se khot ki mu seis in tore ki shoche a khami o mei mo di ish a she ei lo a no ki horo toy ma ke no ni mi a khoy semes va pire va ma to ira Rashi says he would say to his Torah in Shoch HaChami Alei Rotsa Lahal Bin Ponov the Loi Mimcha Ani Muberet and the Isha She'ela Loi Omra Im Yoida Mi Atva Yoida Min Lav Yisufuni the Al Bin Ponov Mikan Omru Noyach Loi La'odam She'apilu Le Kipshan Ha'esh Ve'al Yalud Ve'chaveh Ve'rabi Tell it to Chazal Rabbi Tzai. After everything, it still needs beer. A b'shteit of a Chazal, the Tamar was about to be taken out to be burned. And now she brings from Chazal that she was bound to Vito Shoshen. She had been a Bas Koyen. And as we know in Parashat Emma, the Torah tells us that Bas Koyen is in so, the Din of Tzreifa. And she was going out to be the Sore. And she still wasn't Megala. That Yehuda was the person. She said, "Lemisha Eilalah, if he'll be moida, good. If not, Yisufuni va'al bin ponov." But here Chazal learnt out halacha lemais the mikan amru noyach loy lo odom sheyapilu lekipshon ha'esh. It's better that a person should be thrown into a kipshon ha'esh than to embarrass on beradim. To tell the Chazal that means it comes out lechayra. So this Chazal, Rabbi Tzai. It comes out that even though the Torah tells us that there's only three aveiros in the Torah that the ma'aser person has to give their life for, the Torah comes out here fourth aveira. Someone comes over to you with a gun. It says, "Go over and worship Avodah Zarah, or I'll shoot you." Halacha is you have to unbutton your shirt and say, "Shoot." It's halacha. Someone comes over and says, "Go to Gilah Arayim." Shoot. Someone comes over and says, "Go over and kill somebody." Shoot. Somebody comes over and says, "You know what? Here's your friend. You see everybody around. I want you to go make a good joke and get this guy. Mamish, put him down to the ground. I'm not going to shoot you, but I'm going to give you $150. I'll give you $1,000. Open up. I see. But now he says, but that's the guy said, "Yeah, for sure. Give me the money. I'll do that for free. I'll do that without the gun. I'll do it for $100. But the guy puts his gun to your head and says, "Embarrass this guy, berab him, or I'll kill you." Halacha is a voice on the chur from your state. They have to do it. You're asking, "What do you mean, Rabbi? Take it easy. Say, don't tell me chedushim." The first toitzis and toitzis avyut. Check toitzis. V'har nira haid loy choshu loy v'hari gimel aveir she'ein oim to say pikuach nefesh. Why is this in the list? Everybody knows the big three, the cardinal three sins. Everybody will tell you about the cardinal three sins. And everybody knows about them. But what's going on? Why is it? So, Toysvis, what it says in the Lashon HaGemara, three things have to give you life for. Sochem Chafei, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalid, when Shas says that you have to give you life for those three Avedis, that's only because I'm a foolish in the Pesukim. Well, the Ma'aser Toysvis is saying, well, Halacha Toysvis is paskening that a person has to kill a guy comes with a gun and says, "You see all these guys? Make a good joke and bash that guy around, or I'll shoot you." But even, of course, what do you mean? It's not a Borzoro, not you, it's not a riot. It's just embarrassing. I do it every day. And without the gun, I do it. What's the problem? You have to let yourself be killed. Not embarrassing. It's unbelievable. It's because the Chazal understood what it means. Habon is punter, but you know, understand. Gemara says that the redness of the person's face goes out, white comes to the front, the person turns white. I mean, really, 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 really shaming the guy, you know. When you really, if you have a good line to say in the dining room, everybody's sitting around, you have a good one line to say about it, everybody's going to laugh. And that guy's redness is going out from his face, the boy's eye. Shtei doch a gemara, is doch a, it's a zoivi. That's the Vinayona writes also, it's a bizarro there, shvichus domit. It's a bizarro, the shvichus domit, it's a chelik, the shvichus domit. Not the pshat, the boy's eye. Chazal learned the Chazal Shmuel Tzolim. That's the godless of our mitzvahs over heaven. It's not like by the Goyim everything is literal. We understand Shmuel Tzolim is not only literal, that's the fact of killing someone, but we understand Shmuel Tzolim is nichlal, the fact that when I give a certain line, I say something stark to a person, I embarrass him, Barabin, it's doch a chelet from Shmuel Tzolim, but it's doch a murder. And the person who taka shames somebody, there's a different Ritayach. And the Maisa of them passing toys that you have to give up your life. It's a Chamorah, the Kazakh, but we don't understand it. Of course, the Gemara says, Chomal ben Pitei Chaber Beran Ein Loi Chelek La'olam Habo. So state in Chazal also. It's that a person has to understand that he's dealing with fire. When a person shames somebody, you're rabbin. Amongst the rabbin, he goes ahead and says something that happens very often, we take it from there, but you do what you chose in Alon Habo. It's a Zoi Vi Chat Vishon, it's a Zoi Vi Chat Vishon, these are things that a person has to think a little bit more. A person who's talking shayach to Torah, the shayach to any chelik of Torah, have to think, it's gedai to lose my olam haba, it's gedai to be called a reseach according to the Torah. So stop being just to say a good one line to someone that I'm embarrassed, everybody's have to think twice. And even if it's talking not malbim p'nei chaveir or birabi, with that darg, everybody's had. But it's malbim p'nei chaveir, a person could say something to someone that called malbim and habal is tonin. Is that you see how it, so you might not have that dog of retail of his dog mixed with tail. When a person loses his word, goes out of the face and the white comes in, it's a shah from a tzichah. A person doesn't understand how much shame it can hurt a person. Like the Torah understood that taking away from a person's self esteem, taking away his covet, doesn't as though you're murdering a person. That's the shah when you shame somebody. You take away the person's self esteem. You take away who the person feels he is. You lower him down. Everybody knows that a person gets lowered down when he says something and people make fun of him, how bad he feels. How much the person feels rotten about himself. How much the person feels low about himself. So the person has to realize that that's what we're doing to someone. We embarrass, we shame. And Kol G'doyle Oilam was so careful of himself. In the end of Malvin B'Tei Chaveh, anybody who understood, has Moach because Koyda said, you run away from this like fire. Because maybe, run away from things like fire. You see, a Maisa, there's a Maisa, remember, in Torah, oh, there was a Maisa when I kept the Yeshiva, everybody was the first thing to go Maisa, the Yeshiva, Shlita, she could do the Gizun, said, well, he said, Maisa, that, I remember, my times also, she used to come down to the dormitory and used to come to some class. The boys didn't come to Shachar. Some yeshivas, they have that also. Yeah, all the yeshivas. But the yeshiva used to come around. It was a very big imposing figure. The yeshiva with his old palais and lean over your bed and you were sleeping. I don't think the guy would be sleeping there and sleep. I think I should get a back at palais and maybe it'd be better. But anyway, the person would see the yeshiva leaning over him with the imam shepachad. So one day, the Shiva came to the door and he knocked on the door and he was waiting outside. And the guy behind the door obviously wasn't so happy to have someone bang on his door. I guess this for him was the early hour of the morning, 10:30 in the morning. So I guess he talked a little bit, you know, said some words that weren't appropriate even for another bachur. I don't know if it was asking a little pat, but it wasn't so appropriate who was by the door. The kids someone was there who saw all sort of Scheinberg charging down the hallway, charging. Mom was like, he would have beat any sprinter in his amount of time to get up the stairs. And when the guy would open the door, can you imagine the feeling of shame he would have had? He sees that Scheinberg, who is he? He didn't realize it was Scheinberg. Obviously, you have to realize that, you know, anybody could be behind the door if you hear what we said. And that he shouldn't feel shame. They see of Scheinberg, that his face would turn. Not just white, you see the American flag on his face. Red, white, and blue, you know, shining on his face. I had another mice like that also I saw it once in the books, in Geisha. I said over this mice also once that there was the Rashiv of Geisha, or Rom Gerwitz. The Rashiv of Geisha, big, Adam Gondel, Mamish Ma'oyim, when the Gerwitz was Shiris of his Vanenu, so they say a mice. The Meister for the English Chavre, also for the Meister. They say a Meister, a Gewaltige Meister. I heard this from, I saw it, or I think I heard it from also somebody who was there, Bishas Meister. So he said that at one time Rav Gerwitz had come up to the oyster, and there was these bachim, those times, you know, they want to learn privately. So they went to, like, over here, where guys, you know, the non-based measures, they're learning privately somewhere else. They also, so, you know, in Gateshead, when the guys went abroad, they went to the oyster farm, and the two guys, they went out privately, they locked the oyster. So, so Avram Gerwitz, the Shiva, needed a certain safe from the oyster farm. So he went up, he opened the door to the door, so he starts knocking. So he said, the bach on the other side, no one's opening up, he's knocking, and finally said, who's there? Like, they screamed out, Avram Gerwitz, he said, yeah, sure, Avram Gerwitz. They said, no, it's Avram Gerwitz. Kitzer, they finally realized with Rashiva's voice, they don't know what to do. So they were waiting for the biggest, you know, who knows why, in the comments, they tell these bachim off, and all of a sudden they opened the door, and the face, they saw the most amazing picture. His hand was over his eyes like this, and he walked straight into the oyster. He went to the shelf, he looked for his safe, and he walked out with his hand covering his face. So he knows that the bach who said that thing, when did that thing, would be mamish ashamed out of the end. Chai was the voice that he wasn't after Be'er Bamba, it could be there was a Ram, but there's no one in Chai that understood that a foreign, and he has not that going in. It's Chai that he was going himself. Oh, but you saw that foreign is a voice that it's a Ticha. It's a Ticha. The person gets ashamed, it's Marish being a Seraph, the guy. And the Maitre, the person understands that the Ticha, she runs very, very far. She stays so far away. The person with Chas B'Shom, who's ever going in with Ticha, Chas B'Shom, his whole life to live with it. If Chas V'Shalom a person ever was going, he did something, Rachmana Litzlan, if something was going, and he was whole life, he'd be worried, Rachmana Litzlan, I was going with Tzicha. And yet, here and there, we run around, we say things. Okay, here and there, listen, we're not perfect, but a person, at least to be robbed him, not to shame somebody, or both times, he's dealing with fire, according to Tzitzis, you have to give up your life, not to shame somebody. According to Chazal, say, I'm not going to say, I'm not my boss, he died. The prisoner loses all the ma'ar, but it's warm, we're not time to go into it more by rishos, or the ma'isa, it's something that a person has to think about, that stay away from shaming somebody, realize the tzicha that's involved. If Eza Hashem, the person stays away from shame, you see the gewalt, the most gewalt, the ma'isa in history of Chal Yisrael, Rav Kamad, was the person that held back that someone should be shamed, or we zeicha today, Rabbi Tzai. The Gans Yeshua's name came, Rochum, Bavakam, Vonecho, man, all the left, the Ulla Kurdish Bible says, not you, I'm not listening, only Rochum. Why? She saw her sister was about to be shamed. She saw her sister was about to be a Vuya. She was going down the aisle. At that moment, she was going to be given over, and Yaakov would get Simonim to Rochum. She was about to ask for the Simonim. She was about to be ashamed, Mamish for heaven, and once you imagine the shame she would have had. The Soyfel Shaldovar, when Maisa B'Sofa Shaldo, what came out, she was Zerucha to the greatest schar for that Maisa B'Sofa. Not Yaakov, not all the others weren't answered, but Rav said, Yeh Shchal for L'Sofa Shavu B'Olam L'Gvulah. The Gval of the Gesuchah, but he's not shaming her. Once told him, I'm already the Maisa. Also, I saw one somewhere, this was verified, and I saw this in many places. Unbelievable Maisa B'Sofa. There's been a Chasana in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh. They're waiting by the chasen tish, everybody's sitting around, and the maisa, but right before, an hour before the chasen tish, all of a sudden, the chasen obviously had to go out for something, so he went to the bathroom, and mamish, no one could find him. He was gone. They told his best friend, that's it. He caught cold feet. You see, but the chasen tish got cold feet, and he's taking off. Meanwhile, the cow was sitting on the other side of the waiting for, you know, the chasen, and I think the Rav of Yerushalayim was the Rav of Yerushalayim was the Chief Ezek Frank, or was the Zonnenfeld. And Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld went outside to a group of friends and he said, listen, who wants to be guaranteed long life, nachas from the kinder, everything in life you'll be zeichu to? Who wants to be guaranteed? I'm going to guarantee you a bracha right now. He said, nope, everybody raised their hand. So he started to say that the collar is going to be mavuyish like anything, like no tomorrow. She came to get her on a chasen day. Who's ready to marry? Well, most of the guys said, well, not that. You know, I thought you were giving that slip for them, however, you know. The kid said, one of them came by. He happened to be, the way the story says over, one of the Berlin came running to Yerushalayim, was happy to live there, and saw Grossman. He one of the son of the, it's called the Disco Rabbit, they call him. The Maisa from Migdalia, but his father was a god, was barely placed with a big Shiva, and he had taka many, many generations of Enoch, and her, he lived very, very, very long lives, and he had married many years, and had unbelievable knowledge, with all the good, you know, Hoshim, his sons-in-law, and his sons. And it was all that bracha because it wasn't a shame. Taka, they met, they didn't go right to the chuppah, they get to call the car over, they met, and they went, and an hour later, there was new chuppah, the chuppah. But the kids, the boy said, if this happens, make sure you tell your parents beforehand. Don't know. But anyway, the mice said, but the story had wrong, this the boy said. The gods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the effect of shame, and the gods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone protects, someone who helps, that there shouldn't be shame, shouldn't someone should get affected, someone should be near to us. Maybe that souls the fascists, right? A person saves someone's life. If Mamish is El Bazaar, he saves someone from shame, saves someone from murder, from shame. And by the cars, murder, to understand the Yisroi, that the emissor, that they tell you to understand that shaming and hurting another feeling is mom's dealing with the flame of fire.